Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo, my goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I am Daniel Wolf, and it's award season. Last night, of course, was the Oscars, but this show is about music, not film. And we are about halfway or two-thirds of the way through our annual survey of the Juno Award nominees for this year. Juno's coming up on March the 29th. We've already featured the jazz vocal and jazz album solo categories. And in last week's episode, we almost got all the way through the best jazz album group category. We have one more of those to go, and that is the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quintet. And that features a number of veterans led by Steve Holt on piano, and contains in the rest of the group Kevin Turcott on trumpet, very well known, Duncan Hopkins on bass, and one of Canada's premier drummers, now an octogenarian, that is Terry Clark. And finally on saxophone, Perry White, who isn't an artist I'm familiar with from the past, and the name to me connotes Clark Kent's editor at the Daily Planet. But looking forward to hearing this. It's a good album. I've put a couple of cuts on it before in the last couple of weeks. And again, it's the last of our five nominees for the Best Jazz Album Group category. From the album, which is called simply Impact, here's the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quintet and Second Voyage.
Thank you.
That was the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quintet with Second Voyage. And that's the last of our jazz nominees for this year. So we will shift now to blues. And an artist who is a previous Juno winner, and that is Crystal Shawanda, who in fact is the very first full-blooded Indigenous woman to win a Juno Award, and she is back up for one this year. Crystal is kind of a crossover between country and blues, but she's nominated in the blues category this year for an album entitled Sing Pretty Blues. So let's hear Crystal Shawanda and Preaching Blues.
Thank you.
was Crystal Shawanda and Preaching Blues, and that's the first of our blues nominees for this year's Junos. Crystal, in a career that only goes back about 16 years, has been up for Junos a total of 9 times, with 2 wins so far for Aboriginal Album of the Year in 2013 and Blues Album of the Year as recently as 2021. And again, she's back up this year in the blues category for the album Sing Pretty Blues. Let's move on to our next artist. We, in fact, don't have to go very far for our next artist, because she is right here in Kingston, Ontario. That is Miss Emily, who is up for her second Juno, and this is for her newish album, came out just last year, called The Medicine. You may remember that her Live at the Isabel was up for a Juno just, I think, about 3 years ago. And we will give a listen to Miss Emily, who, by the way, is originally 8th-generation Prince Edward County, according to the Juno's site. So I'm kind of pulling for her as the hometown star. Let's hear a track from that album, The Medicine, called Remember This Song. Miss Emily.
Thank you.
was Kingston's own Miss Emily, and remember this song. And this will be Miss Emily's second appearance at the Junos in the blues category. Another artist making their second appearance at the Junos is Steve Mariner. Steve is a guitarist, but also a multi-instrumentalist who actually started on the blues harp, a.k.a. the harmonica. And he's a composer. He plays with a group called Monkey Junk. He is the lead singer and baritone guitarist for that. Here he's up as a solo artist for his new album entitled Hear My Heart. Let us close out the first half of today's program with Steve Mariner and Working on Something. After that, we'll take our halftime break for some PSAs and be right back with our Junos survey, part 3, on Dark Glasses.
It's on my finger. 'Cause I'm working on something. I'm working on something. Yes, I'm working on something. 'Cause something's working on me.
For a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help.
At Almost Home, families find comfort support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing donations in your important time as a volunteer.
Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. One donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
At Onguinata, we are passionate about unleashing potential for individuals with developmental disabilities and their families. As a nonprofit catalyst for positive change, we're all about creating vibrant lives within strong communities. Guided by our core values, support, respect, and choices, we embrace servant leadership. Safety, responsibility, and unwavering commitment fuel our mission. Be part of brighter tomorrows with us, empower lives, and shape futures by donating at www.onguinata.com today. Your support transforms lives.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC with Daniel Wolf, and it is part three of our annual Listen to the Nominees for the Juno Awards, and the Junos are on March the 29th. We're making good progress through our listening to those who are up to take a trophy home. We are midway through the Blues category nominees, and just before the break, we heard Steve Mariner and Working on Something. We will go out to Edmonton, Alberta for our fourth nominee, and that is an ensemble that splits its time between blues, soul, roots, and even jazz sometimes, but they're up in the blues category. They're called Secondhand Dream Car, and they're a bit of a fixture on the Edmonton music scene, particularly at clubs like Blues on White Avenue. And I fondly remember White Avenue from my 7 years living in Edmonton back in the OOs. In fact, I actually bought my own secondhand dream car on White Avenue, but I digress. The group called Secondhand Dream Car consists of Harry Gregg on bass, Jamie Cooper on drums. Guitars are Kyle Mosiuk and Chad Murphy. Rooster Davis on organ and on horns. Dave Babcock on sax. Bob Tilsley on trumpet. And Peter Fleece on trombone. The frontwoman and keyboardist is vocalist Dana Wiley. And they go back to 2021. And their debut album, Answer the Call, came out in 2024. And is up for a Juno for Best Blues Album of the Year. Let us give a listen to Secondhand Dream Car and Good Enough for You.
bravado unfounded, perennial self-doubt going strong. Just when I thought I had my demons weeded out, I find they've been growing with me all along.
That was Edmonton Ensemble, Secondhand Dream Car, and Good Enough for You from their debut album, Answer the Call. And that was the fourth of our five nominees in the blues category for Juno. Let's go just a bit south of Edmonton, about 3 hours south, to Calgary and Kenny Blues Boss Wayne. Kenny is actually an American originally, I think originally from Spokane, Washington State, but he's lived in Canada now for about 35, 36 years, in Vancouver first, and now, as I mentioned, in Calgary. He's a previous Juno winner 20 years ago for the Best Blues album in 2006. And he's back again this year with an album called Ooh Yeah. And his particular style is classic boogie-woogie. And he's very well known. He is probably the oldest of our nominees, certainly in the blues category, at 82 or 83 years old. Here is Kenny Blues Boss Wayne and Wishing Well. Everything.
then worrying out, wishing well.
Kenny Blues Boss Wayne and Wishing Well from the album Ooh Yeah, and that's the last of our blues nominees for this year's Junos. We'll move on to the most eclectic category of all at the Junos. It's Best Instrumental Album. And I say eclectic because the sole criterion for this award category is that there have to be minimal or no vocals. But it's kind of a category for people across various genres, ranging from classical to jazz and experimental, to put an album together. And the first artist we're going to hear from is Colin Stetson. Colin Stetson is a reed man. He plays various versions of the saxophone, plus the clarinet and the flute. He, like our previous artist, Kenny Wayne, is an American originally, but now residing in Canada, in Montreal, as a matter of fact. And he's up this year for an album entitled The Love It Took to Leave You. Let's give a listen to Colin Stetson and The Six.
Thank you.
That was The Six from Colin Stetson, and that's the first of the Best Instrumental Album nominees in this year's Junos. We have time for one more nominee in this category, and indeed for today's show. It's a short one, but don't worry, we will be back next week with the rest of this category, plus some roots music in part four of our overview of the nominees. But first, let's close out today with Aaron Paris-Chung, who actually goes by the stage name Aaron Paris. And he's on the younger side, 29 years old, but he's already assembled a pretty good record, including, no pun intended, including work with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra as a violinist. And he's a big fan of classic rock. He's contributed to such albums as Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine. His album is called Lotus Land, which was recorded in Toronto in St. Andrew's Church with a full orchestra. And we will give a listen to a track from that album entitled Six, Plane Crash. Paris and Six, that's Roman numeral Six, Plane Crash, from his album up for Juno in the Best Instrumental category, Lotus Land. We have three more to go in this category, so next week we will kick off our show with tracks from Crown Lands, Lara Somogyi and Jean-Michel Blais, and Viviane O'Day. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Winter sure has a way of returning even when you think it's safe to go outside and put on the shorts. We had that wonderful warm weather late middle and late last week, and then, wow, I had to get the snowblower out again earlier this weekend. So, I'll be back next week. Let's hope for warmer weather. I hope everybody enjoys the Oscars, or enjoyed the Oscars last night. And see you next time. But meantime, as I said, it's still cool, so bundle up, stay warm, and keep safe.
Me, it cuts my security as she's in control of